Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Early in Florida history, sightings of coyotes in the state could have been individuals released by sports hunters, just as foxes were once introduced to the state for the thrill of the chase. In the last 60 years, however, there's no doubt about it, coyotes have become established through most of the state. They expanded their range from their more western origins to include most of North America, taking advantage of habitats opened up by humans. Their release from natural controls as other large predators have become less common or eliminated, and an abundant supply of foods provided by humans. In Florida, red wolves and the Florida panther would have been natural predators. The red wolf is gone, and the Florida panther very rare and limited in distribution. Garbage and pet foods placed outside attract coyotes to urban areas, and there they also find some safety from Florida panthers, although they have to contend with another major predator, the automobile. Little is known of coyote home ranges in Florida, but a study in South Georgia demonstrated that coyotes may roam over more than 3,000 acres in the course of their daily activities, nearly 5 square miles. Thus, they often have to cross roads. Many coyotes are killed on our roads. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Coyotes have been successful in invading Florida in part because of their varied diet. While larger than a fox, 4 to 5 feet long from the tip of their nose to the tip of their tail, and weighing about 30 pounds, coyotes are still smaller than many dogs. These are not normally pack animals, preferring to hunt solitarily, although young coyotes sometimes travel with their mother. They feed on almost anything. Road-killed animals make up about a fourth of their diet, thus increasing their own vulnerability to traffic. Feeding on animals they find dead sometimes leads to a false impression of the magnitude of their predation. As predators, about half of a coyote's diet is made up of rabbits and small rodents. Another fourth of their diet includes lizards, snakes, birds, and their eggs, insects, fruit, garbage, and occasional small household pet, vegetables such as squash, pumpkins, and watermelon stolen from gardens, and a rarely large animal such as small livestock or a young deer. Wiley Coyote is an opportunist. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. The scientific name of the coyote, Canis latrans, is Latin for barking dog, and coyotes do bark, although their voice varies from shrill yips to loud, long, quavering howls, similar to those of dogs when they hear a siren. Hearing a coyote howl at dawn or dusk can stir feelings of wildness and wonder. It's a song of the wild, often answered by howling of other coyotes nearby, each declaring ownership of a territory, and, in a sense, being neighborly. While coyotes are more active at dawn and dusk, they can occasionally be heard at any time. Unlike dogs, coyotes have a discreet mating season. They pair up and mate in late winter, and that's when the coyote song is most often heard. The pair will climb a tree hollowed out at the base, a cave, a culvert, or even a hole that they have dug themselves as a den. There, in April or May, the female will give birth to her 4 to 6 young. Both parents care for young, and at 5 to 6 weeks, young can emerge from the den entrance for brief periods. Both parents keep busy bringing food to them. At between 9 months to a year of age, most young are on their own. Some breed the next year. Others don't breed until 2 years old. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Having coyotes in our midst in South Florida is both exciting and a problem. These beautiful relatives of dogs are wild animals that give us a sense of privilege when we are lucky enough to see one in its natural habitat doing what coyotes do. What they are doing is mostly searching for small rodents or rabbits, or even more exciting, tending young pups. They are normally very timid around humans, and not threatening. On the negative side, coyotes are not native here. Although native to the Americas, in Florida, coyotes have only recently invaded as a result of our actions. They are an invasive exotic and a species with which our native wildlife has not previously had to cope. They can be a threat as a predator on small livestock, pets allowed to roam free, and to birds and hatchling sea turtles on our beaches, and occasionally a nuisance problem for farmers and gardeners whose fruit or vegetables may become coyote food. A less visible and perhaps more serious threat is that coyotes, as wild relatives of dogs, carry parasites and diseases to which pet dogs are susceptible. They are a natural reservoir for dog heartworm, ticks, fleas, and rabies, and an important reason why pet owners need to make certain their pets receive recommended vaccinations and preventative medicines. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Coyotes are becoming increasingly common in Florida, even in urban areas. They are easy to recognize because they look a bit like a small German shepherd, but lankier, with a narrow muzzle, well-pointed ears, and usually with a black-tipped, bushy tail. They tend to have a back and neck that is darker as a result of black hairs mixed among tan hairs, and their legs tend to have a wash of rust color. Coyotes are shy around people, ever wary of potential danger, but those living in urban areas are also bold, although rarely threatening. They've learned that there's an abundance of food in the trash that humans leave behind, and there are more rats to be hunted near people. A coyote moves with deliberate prancing. It's got places to go and things to do. Those coyotes that can live among humans without being seen as a threat are the ones that keep that access to food. It's possible that more than 16,000 years ago, wolves, taking advantage of garbage and living in peace nearby, tamed themselves to have access to food, perhaps a first step on the path to domestication. Could coyotes now be on such a trajectory? Feed your pets inside, don't feed coyotes, and don't approach one. They are beautiful wild animals to enjoy, seeing them in the wild. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson.